Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased to welcome J.P. Hornstra from Southern California News Group at Game 3 between the Dodgers and the Brewers in Los Angeles. And J.P., it felt like a near flawless performance from that Brewers pitching staff from start to finish. Even with a couple of moments where they faced some adversity, they were able to rally. What do they have to say about their accomplishments on the mound?
Yeah, the Brewers have been really improvising. Almost it feels like not just game to game, but like inning to inning with their pitching. And it almost, I think, has to be a little bit hard to predict if you're Dave Roberts, who's going to be on the mound from inning to inning. Today, Julius Chacin had the hot hand and Craig Counsell wrote it, and it worked to perfection. On the Dodgers' side, they're wondering why they went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Right.
I think if you're the Brewers, you can't necessarily count on the Dodgers doing that every day. But having the 4-run lead was nice, and it got to the point where the Dodgers had the bases loaded in the ninth inning. One swing could have tied it up. I mean, that's how close it was again, even in spite of the final score. But it just seemed like Counsell pushed the right buttons again, and the Dodgers are behind the eight ball now.
Well, this is the second time in three games, and really, other than the Justin Turner home run in the eighth inning of game two, where they struggled to come up with a hit that that would produce with someone on base, with a runner in scoring position. What are they talking about in that, and when it comes to those moments?
I mean, it depends on who you're talking to, I guess. Dodger fans, of course, are frustrated, and they look at a game like this and connect it to every time they can remember the Dodgers not coming through with a runner in scoring position all season. I think from the Dodgers' standpoint, from the players' standpoint, that is, they can look back at these first two games in the series and say, game one, we were down 6-0, I think it was, 6-1, came back, 6-5 final score. Game two, they were down again 2-0, and they came back to win that game. And you look at those rallies, and there's something to build on there, I guess. And, hopefully that confidence is enough to carry them through into game four. And the fact that they won plenty of games over the course of this season, I think that confidence is there. A little less confidence maybe among the fans.
Well, certainly the fact that they were pushed to the very brink, almost forget not winning the NL West, but almost not making the postseason, then going to game 163 and having to win the division like that. So, yes, they faced a lot of adversity. Are you surprised that there have only been a couple home runs?
A little bit, particularly in Milwaukee. I mean, that's got a reputation as a hitter's park. Yasmani Grandal is having a tough series, but I've seen him have like career games at Miller Park. So I was a little bit surprised to see the ball not travel as well there. Dodger Stadium is a pitcher's park, has been since it opened in 1962, and the way the wind was blowing today particularly, man, Travis Shaw should be happy he even got a triple off the wall. It did not look like it was going to play remotely in a hitter's favor today. And then, you look at the pitching. I mean, Chacin, even though he's not a name pitcher, he had a pretty solid year. And the way that the Brewers are managing to patch together innings with their bullpen, definitely getting the most out of their pitching staff. Walker Buehler, great pitcher.
Right.
Hyun-Jin Ryu probably would have been an all-star if he hadn't gotten hurt. And Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw. So, I don't know. Yes and no as far as how it's played out.
JP Hornstra is covering the Dodgers and the Brewers in the National League Championship Series for the Southern California News Group, fresh off Game 3. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned their catcher and the pass balls. There's been a lot of talk about that in the fact that there have been a couple of runs that have scored because of mistakes, or maybe not even mistakes necessarily, but just not making the play at the plate. What has he had to say?
No, definitely mistakes. Definitely mistakes. You know, the fact that we've had to ask Yasmani Grandal about mistakes after each of these three games
right.
is in itself a little weird. And him having to answer for things like just not catching a ball that was relayed to home plate, or a couple pass balls earlier in the series today. It was a wild pitch, and that was a tough curveball. Walker Buehler even said that's, you know, his fault for putting a curveball off a home plate. But it starts to add up. And to hear Dave Roberts after the game say that he's going to go to Austin Barnes, his backup catcher, in Game 4, you know, not something that Dodger fans were expecting, not something Craig Counsell was expecting. But look, the reality is that when the mistakes start to add up at this time of year, you can't just take it for granted that the guy's going to bounce back in time. You know, Dave Roberts was pretty guarded in what he said. He didn't want to come down too heavily. The results speak for themselves, and I think that was enough. But it's a question, I think it's an open question as to whether Grandal, for, you know, all the confidence he expressed in himself, will have time to turn this around and to get back starting games behind the plate. I think if he were hitting better, maybe Dave would tolerate those mistakes, but fact of the matter is Grandal really isn't hitting either, and when you're not hitting and you're not catching the baseball, you're going to play your way out of the lineup before long.
Yeah, I guess a grand slam to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth would have maybe helped to erase some
sure.
of these memories of the mistakes, but obviously he struck out, as did Brian Dozier, to end the game. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio with J.P. Hornstra, who is covering the National League Championship Series for the Southern California News Group. How does the pitching rotation stack up now moving forward?
Well, the Brewers, we know that Gio Gonzalez is going to get the start here in Game 4, followed by Wade Miley on short rest in Game 5. It's a little bit of an interesting call, but when you consider how the Brewers really only brought three starting pitchers who have only been starting, not too surprising that they're going to essentially go with a three-man rotation. For the Dodgers, Rich Hill starts Game 4, and then they'll go back to Clayton Kershaw on regular rest in Game 5. I think the interesting thing, really, for the Dodgers is that since they are relying on basically a traditional playoff rotation, Walker Buehler is lined up to start Game 7 if the series goes the full 7 games. And Buehler, as I wrote tonight, has a 6.75 ERA through his first two career playoff games. That's kind of a lot to put on a rookie. So I think they're really counting on Hill here in Game 4, Kershaw in Game 5, and Hyunjin Ryu in Game 6 to do everything they can not to get it to a Game 7. And from the Brewers' standpoint, they're basically just counting on their starters to give them enough innings that they don't basically run out of pitchers.
Right.
Craig Counsell has made no secret he's going to lean on his bullpen. He's going to, you know, do some unconventional things, bring relievers in at weird times and let them go maybe a little bit longer than they would in the regular season. I think it's no coincidence that he added an extra pitcher to his rotation, or rather to his 25-man roster for the NLCS. That's going to be the challenge for them. We'll see whose plan wins out.
How confident is Walker? I mean, this is obviously his first time through situations like this.
Yeah, pretty confident. He was a little bit upset about walking Christian Yelich and then serving up a ball that probably caught too much of the plate that let Ryan Braun drive in the Brewers' first run today. He didn't really like his pitch to Shaw, which, to be fair, I think if Cody Bellinger gets a better beat on it, it's probably a catch for him. But the home run that Orlando Arcia hit there in the seventh inning today for the third and fourth runs of the game, you know, Buehler said he just beat me on a 97-mile-per-hour fastball up and away, which is not something you really count on Orlando Arcia doing, really, ever. So I think he's got a very realistic take on what his successes and failures have been. The problem in his first playoff game against the Braves last week was really that he just lost his release point. He didn't see him make that mistake today, which I think for the Dodgers is very encouraging. Look, he's not a typical rookie in the sense that he pitches with confidence, he speaks with confidence, and I think if you just closed your eyes and didn't look at his, you know, boyish teenage face out there on the mound, you really wouldn't know who was going after the guy. So I think in that sense, there's a good amount of confidence there. On paper, it's maybe a little bit scarier than that, but I think the Dodgers could be in a lot worse shape with Buehler than they are right now.
Well, let's see. Let's see if it's a game seven for the rookie. Talk about the biggest moment of your young baseball career. All right, you can find JP on Twitter at JP Hornstra, H-O-O-R-N-S-T-R-A. He covers Major League Baseball and right now the National League Championship Series for the Southern California News Group. It's great to catch a couple minutes. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.